Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
And just like that, hour number three of the starting lineup with the wheels spinning. Come on in and join us. Water's fine, boys and girls. And not only with gifts to be handed out, we want to say good morning to you from Santa Skybox inside the Knoxville Convention Center. Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup as we take you to 9 a.m. this morning. And we play Who Am I? Taking two callers right now, 656-9900. We're going to be giving you clues about an athlete or a sports figure. Whoever can win the head-to-head matchup, naming their athlete in the shortest or fewest amount of clues possible. Going to be going home a winner today of a $25 gift card from our friends over at Pro Image Sports. You know Pro Image Sports, so they're in Westtown Mall, just one of the four area locations. So if you're looking to grab that special jersey for your youngster, if you want to grab that special jersey for yourself, whether it's the Cooperstown Collection, Swingman jerseys, they even have the NFL Crucial Catch apparel. You know what they wear every year for breast cancer awareness and all. It's incredible what they can do. And they have that available, too. They look sharp this year, too. There's a lot of great gears out there across all the professional and collegiate sports. They have your setup there at Pro Image Sports. Two contestants. I need both their names, Logan Wards. What's their name?
All right, Tyler, we have Ray and Eli.
Let me get Ray in here first. Ray, happy Thanksgiving, brother. How are you this morning? Hopefully everything's well.
I'm good. Everything's good. Happy Thanksgiving all right, to you all.
You get to decide. Do you want my questions or do you want Logan Ward's clues when it comes to Who Am I?
Let's go with Logan today.
Look at that. All right, Ray, let's go. I have faith in you today. Your category, your topic is former Vanderbilt players. And FYI, there's not a lot of good of them. Number one. I was born on August 30th in 1988 in Chico, California. I am 34 years old.
Oh, come on.
Jay Cutler.
Not Jay Cutler. Good guess. That's what we do here on the game. Number two, in two seasons starting at Vanderbilt, I threw for 4,000 yards and 24 touchdowns.
Oh, gosh. Blank. I have no idea.
Number three. As a pro, I was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I was also on the rosters of the Bucks and the Dolphins in the NFL before I played in the CFL. Number four, I have some broadcasting experience. I'm a part of the SEC Saturday Night crew on the SEC Network, and I also appeared on The Bachelor, or Bachelorette, excuse me. Come on, you know this.
No idea. Oh, I know. I don't know Vanderbilt. Sorry.
Okay. Last one. You're going to get it right here. I am the brother of Packers quarterback Aaron.
Mr. Rogers.
What's that first name? Come on, you know
That's
this.
Good. That's good.
They have called Tennessee games this season. You know this. Come on.
Derek.
No. Oh. Ray.
All right. Let's get Eli in
it's
here.
Jordan.
Eli, you know where the mark's at. Five's a tie. Anything short of that, you're going home with a W. Here is your clue number one, Eli. I was born April 14th, 1966 in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm 56 years of age. Before you answer, your subject today, famous athletes who wore the number 23. It's November the 23rd. Famous athletes who wore number 23. It's not Michael Jordan. That's your half clue there. But born April 66, Cincinnati, Ohio. This person's 56 years of age.
Let's go Don Mattingly.
Clue number two, I was the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. Clue number three, I was once married to actress Halle Berry.
Pass.
As a member of the Braves, I became a full-time starter after Atlanta traded Dale Murphy to the Phillies. Eli.
I'm pass.
Fifth and final clue. I hit the game-winning home run in Game 6 of the 1995 World Series against Cleveland. Who wore number 23 for the Braves and was married to Halle Berry?
I'm sure.
Eli, don't do this to me.
I know. Eli, my dad's the biggest Braves. My dad's a big Braves fan too.
Eli, it's David Justice. Don't do this to me. All right, let's go to the tiebreaker. As much as I would really love to bring up Jordan Rogers stats, let's get Ray in here first. You get to go first, Ray. I need to know how many career homers did David Justice drop in his playing career between Atlanta. He was also an Indian. He was a Yankee. He was an A. How many career homers for David Justice?
Let's go 250.
250. Let's move back to Eli. How many homers for David Justice in his career? Remember, closest without going over.
280.
Correct answer is 305. Give it to Eli. I have like three people right now inside Santa's Skybox that are mouthing David Justice to me. Yes, it was David. Yes, thank you.
I wouldn't have got that right.
Thank you. Say that again?
I said I wouldn't have got that right.
Yeah, because you don't care about anything outside of Pogs and Tinker Toys and betting
and working out.
And working out, apparently, as you tell exactly. All of our listeners all yes. The time. Goodness gracious. Big thank you to our friends over at Pro Image Sports. That was a doozy of a game today as we welcome you back inside Santa's Skybox. My name is Tyler Ivins. We got a lot more we have to get into. Thanksgiving dishes, Tennessee football players, and yeah, Kirk Herbstreit's comments yesterday on the University of Tennessee as they were revealing those top 10 rankings last night. If you did miss out, don't worry. Logan Ward's got an update for you. Where did the Volunteers fall last night in those college football playoff rankings? And what exactly did Kirk Herbstreit say? We'll share with that next. Also, Start Bench Cut and a ride with Ivins play as we go for two straight here at the 38th year of the Fantasy of Trees. The Christmas and Pines theme, what you need to know, and how they've raised over $9 million their first 37 years here at the Knoxville Convention Center. You can help add to that total. Our friend Scott from the Home Depot joined us earlier. How your $5 raffle ticket, what it can do to help out so many people here in the area. Scott talked about how his two children spent time in East Tennessee Children's Hospital. You know my story with my sister and how much time she spent her first year here at East Tennessee Children's Hospital. What they're wanting to do, the use of funds that proceeds the brand new Lifeline ambulance, my man, I'm telling you right now, even if you can't come down to the Fantasy of Trees, you can log on right now and you can actually buy your donation raffle tickets. Those are available right now. That is at fantasyoftrees.org. www.fantasyoftrees.org. But you got to come down and see it for yourself, especially with doors opening up at 9 a.m. this morning. And if you're looking to walk off a couple of calories from the Thanksgiving dinner table tomorrow, they're going to be open between 3 and 8 p.m., all right? So Wednesday through Sunday, it's going to be absolutely remarkable. You have to see this. If only you can see what I'm looking at right now. We've got glass separating us. It looks like a snow globe up here. It's absolutely remarkable. Swing by and say hello to us. We're here all throughout the day. Us here on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Logan, how about that update?
Yeah, Tyler, good morning. The new college football playoff rankings were released last night, and Tennessee fell back to number 10 after the loss last weekend. The top four stayed the same, with Georgia number 1, Ohio State number 2, and Michigan 3. TCU checked in at number 4 once again. Outside of the top four, it was LSU moving up to number 5. USC came in at number 6. Alabama at number 7. Clemson behind Alabama at number 8. Ranked college basketball action last night as well. Number 10, Creighton took down number 9 Arkansas 90-87. Number 21 Texas Tech hammered Louisville 70-38. In a top 20 matchup between number 14 Arizona and number 17 San Diego State, Arizona gets the win in that one 87-70. And in college football action last night, Miami of Ohio took down Ball State 18-17. Ohio beat Bowling Green 38-14. It's 8:14. What did Kirk Herbstreit have to say last night about Tennessee and Vanderbilt this weekend? You're going to want to hear this. You will hear that next coming up on TSL. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
A20, as we continue from Santa's Skybox inside the Knoxville Convention Center for the 38th Fantasy of Trees. Are you playing Rocky IV this morning? Tell me that's true. My dude, Logan Ward. We don't need Thanksgiving and Christmas movies. We need Rocky IV movies this morning. Good call for you, my friend. Speaking of calls, somebody just placed a call to our Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline. His name is Taylor. Taylor, good morning to you, my man. Happy Thanksgiving. We need a final score for Saturday, though. What are your thoughts on Tennessee Vanderbilt? There's about $50,000 towards a vehicle on the line here from our friends at Ted Russell Ford.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well. I've got Joe Milton and the Big Orange pulling it out 35-21.
35-21. That'd be a push in Vegas. That'd be a push. But in fact, if Tennessee does knock off Vanderbilt 35-21, Taylor, you are going to be getting that opportunity to put $50,000 towards a vehicle of your choosing. Thank you so much to you, Taylor. Happy holidays, and thank you to our friends over at Ted Russell Ford. Okay. Kirk Herbstreit. Why does he continue to poke the bear? That's something that is just absolutely just, to me, I'm dumbfounded what he has done this year. And this is different than what he's done during College game day. Kirk Herbstreit picking against the University of Tennessee, that's one thing. As we play some mini awesome Christmas music in the background, I love that. But it's another for him to come out and say what he said yesterday, Logan Ward. There was a complaint, or there was a discussion being had with Greg McElroy in the panel last night about Tennessee being the number 10 team in the country, to which Kirk Herbstreit quickly rebutted and quickly chimed in that it doesn't even matter, because after they lose to Vanderbilt this weekend, quote, I'm claiming Vandy right now before you're even going to get close to that. Clark Lee and Vanderbilt, they're playing for bowl eligibility, which is a big deal. Quote, Tennessee's not necessarily playing for bowl eligibility, and their opportunity to get into the playoff is gone. They're fighting amongst themselves in the locker room, and things are not good right now in Knoxville. Plus, Hendon Hooker obviously has that injury. I got a weird feeling about Vanderbilt this weekend. Why does Kirk Herbstreit continue to be public enemy number one here in Knoxville?
Yeah, I don't really know. I guess it started week four on game day, whenever he picked Florida to beat Tennessee, which didn't happen. Then he picked Alabama to beat Tennessee, which didn't happen. I don't know if he hates Tennessee, but I will say there are a lot of things trending in opposite directions between Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Now, Tennessee still being really, really down. Well, they're not even down. Okay, they played bad on defense for 1 week. Well, not really for just 1 week. They have played bad on defense throughout the season in stretch of times, and they've also played good, you know, for, you know, periods of time. But Saturday was embarrassing. Let's call it what it was. It was awful. And then looking at what Vanderbilt has done the last 2 weeks, beating Kentucky on the road, then beating an inconsistent Florida team, coming in, playing very well, I get what he's saying. I'm just not ready to say that Vanderbilt's going to beat Tennessee with those trends being what they are. It could be close.
I get what you're saying, Logan. Here's my thing. I understand Tennessee had an embarrassing loss in Columbia last week, but let's not make this seem like that this is going to be a domino effect. And I'm not taking anything away from Vanderbilt, because you have to respect what they did against Kentucky. You have to respect what they did against Florida. The only thing I'm respecting right now is our friends in Vegas giving us a little bit of leeway and making this line as low as it is. Again, I think Clark Lee is going to have Vanderbilt going in the right direction. We'll see if he can try to replicate what James Franklin did for an extended period of time in Nashville. I personally believe Tennessee is going to go in there, and they're going to dominate like they were going to do if they never hiccuped against South Carolina. Everybody knew going into Missouri, you got to make it messy, beat up Missouri. They did just that. Last week, an anomaly. It still matters. And clearly, Tennessee has no college football playoff chances now that that's all but wrapped up. but that's still going to continue. The mission is to beat every team in front of you, make it messy. What's on the line? 10 wins in the regular season for the first time since 2003, and then finding your way on a map that's potentially either either Miami for the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, small percentage in New Orleans, and then what's happening in the Cotton Bowl against a Group of Five team. So I think there is still a whole lot on the line. Is it as amazing as a Fiesta Bowl or a Peach Bowl rematch with Georgia? No, and that's unfortunate. But let's not say the story's changed whatsoever. Vanderbilt's still the in-state rival. Tennessee knows they're better than them. They're going to show them how much better they are on Saturday. And I think some people who continue to have confidence in Tennessee, especially to a tune of 14 points, they're going to be profiting in a large way off this game. Just me. And I think Kirk Herbstreit, if he's looking for likes, if he's looking for retweets, if he's looking for audio to be replayed, whatever it may be, because of ESPN's copyright when it comes to audio, wink, wink, ESPN, then guess what? Mission accomplished. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. As the starting lineup continues here, you can hear some of the Christmas music coming down our line right now as we're at the Fantasy of Trees, the 38th year of the Fantasy of Trees. Remember, all the funds this year, the proceeds going towards the brand new Lifeline ambulance. And my favorite part, Scott Santel was joining us in hour two. He has supplied a tree and presents. I'm talking from tabletop to almost the ceiling of prizes that you can be getting from our friends over at Home Depot in Sevierville. So swing by, purchase that $5 raffle ticket, or if you can't make it, no worries. You can always log on to the website, fantasyoftrees.org, and you can make your donation. Walmart has done the same thing as well with a raffle tree prize package as well. And listen, tomorrow when you're walking off the calories from our friends over at here at East Tennessee Children's Hospital's Fantasy of Trees, you step away from the Thanksgiving table, what you're going to be getting is children activities. You can start your holiday shopping. You don't have to wait for Black Friday. Santa's going to be in-house. Kids, I know you're listening right now to your old Uncle Tyler. Come see Santa. I know him. You know, nobody's sitting on a throne of lies here. Buddy the Elf might be walking around here as well. They have so many different activities for you and your little ones, so come by and see us. Come by and find out why East Tennessee Children's Hospital is making this the must-see event of the holiday season. Again, at the Knoxville Convention Center, it is the 38th year of Fantasy of Trees. And a huge thank you so much to our friends at East Tennessee Children's Hospital for allowing us to be a part of this big event. Once again, day number one. Doors are opening in just a little more than 30 minutes, 9 a.m. So come out, get your holiday started with us here from the flagship station of the University of Tennessee. 99.1, you're listening to the Esports Animal. The first look occurring last night. Our friends over at WVLT doing a fantastic job knocking that out of the park, their broadcast last night. Just kind of got me fired up for what was going to take place today, which is day number one of the Fantasy of Trees, opening the doors at 9 a.m. Thursday, tomorrow on Thanksgiving. That's always a popular question on Twitter. People reach out to me at Tyler Ivens. That's I-V-E-N-S. And they always say, Tyler, I don't want to be a bother, but you by chance know when the doors are going to be opening Thanksgiving Day for the Fantasy of Trees. I can actually help you with that. 3 to 8 p.m. is going to be the schedule for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And then this weekend, it's going to be a big one. Friday for Black Friday shopping, they'll be 9 to 9, so you'll get 12 hours here on the floors of the Knoxville Convention Center. How about Saturday? I'd recommend getting here early. Why? Because with that being a 7:30 kickoff against Vanderbilt on Saturday night, you can have already done your walkthrough. The kids could have already met Santa. You could already be accomplishing all of your shopping, and you never know. You could actually probably find that perfect Christmas tree here Saturday morning, afternoon, and if you got to wait till Sunday, perfect time. Right after church lets out, once you head here, that's going to be the doors opening from noon to 6. Of course, Clinch Avenue, Henley Street. You know where to find us here at the Knoxville Convention Center. Me right now, personally, my location, Santa Skybox. I'm overlooking all the incredible things that you can take in here at the 38th year of the East Tennessee Children's Hospital Fantasy of Trees. And all the hard work that's happened that goes into this each and every year, I'm absolutely just blown away. A huge thank you. Two particular people I want to say thank you to right now, and that was Jennifer East. All the things she's been able to do, her friendship means just absolute incredible for the last 18 years. Her husband, Eric, her kids are absolutely incredible. And then Linda Cox Collier, who joined the program earlier this week to kind of set the stage and set the table for what's happening here at East Tennessee Children's Hospital. This organization means so much to me for what they did for my family and my disabled sister even to this day. I'm going to be picking her up tonight. We're going to watch the Tennessee basketball game together and then wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to watch the Macy's Day Parade. We're going to do all the Thanksgiving stuff inside the kitchen. And I like to think the reason why I can still have those memories and share these with my sister is because of what ETCH did to my sister and did for my sister more than 33 years ago. All right? So for those of you out there who have a passion or something, you ask, where does this come from? Why is it you love East Tennessee Children's Hospital so much? Why does the Fantasy of Trees and your donation mean so much each and every year? Example A. So thank you to every single person, even if I didn't name you, who is involved year in and year out to make this possible here at the Knoxville Convention Center. All right, Logan, let's get to it. I know some people are anxious for a Ride with Ivan's play, but we still got to say what's up to our friends over at Blue Water Climate Control, bringing you today's Start Pitch Cut on a Wednesday starting lineup. All right, Logan, what do you got for us today?
Howdy, Tyler. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. What is the number one side dish needed at dinner? Number one, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, or stuffing?
I'm going to start mashed potatoes. I'm going to bench stuffing. I'm going to cut green bean casserole.
Ooh.
Are you ready for the breaking news of all breaking news?
Please.
I'm not a big fan of green bean casserole. There, I said it. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of it. Just... I can leave it. If somebody comes to me and goes, Tyler, here, we still have so much green bean casserole left. Take some home with you. No. I don't want to do this in front of the family. I don't want to do this in front of your friends who invited me over for the orphan Thanksgiving when I was living in different cities and states building my career. I'm not eating your green bean casserole. I'm sorry.
I'm going to start the green bean casserole. Of course you are. Green bean casserole is not my favorite, but I will really kind of take any kind of casserole. Hash brown casserole is absolutely fantastic. I will bench mashed potatoes, then I will cut stuffing. I've never been a big stuffing guy. I know it's like your basic Thanksgiving dish. It's just not for me. Just for you, Tyler, because I'm feeling generous today, I'm bringing back one of your favorite topics. Lions football on Thanksgiving.
Who should replace
Detroit for the annual holiday game?
Every year we do this. Here's the thing.
I agree with you. It's terrible.
The NFL does so many things perfect. The NFL does so many things right. Why we're subject to Detroit Lions football every year on Thanksgiving makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Zero sense. They could be good for the next 18 years, and nobody would care about Detroit Lions football. They are going to get absolutely just let me clean it up a little bit here. They're going to get beat up really, really bad tomorrow against Buffalo. There, I said it.
All right, so who do you want to see replace Detroit?
Anybody but Detroit.
The Chiefs, Packers, Bears.
Okay, I like the three Midwest choices, okay?
This is obvious, though.
You know what? I'll start Kansas City. I'll bench Chicago. I'll cut Green Bay.
Ooh.
I think here's the reason why. You could start this new tradition because you have Pat Mahomes. If there's any team who needs to replace Detroit, make it a team. You can't go from a mediocre bad team to put in like another mediocre bad team. So I believe Justin Fields in Chicago could eventually fill that role, but I want somebody right now who is a no-brainer, is going to be kind of the face of the NFL, who you got to absolutely upgrade. That's why I start Kansas City. So start the Chiefs, I'll bench the Bears, cut the Packers.
I'm going to start the Chiefs, bench the Packers, even though Aaron Rodgers is getting up there, and then I will cut the Bears. The Bears, I get you, maybe here in 5 years, but right now I want to see the big-name quarterbacks play. Why the Chiefs and the Bills aren't playing on Thanksgiving, why they have not made this their big weekend where they have all their big games, especially on Thanksgiving, where you can have every set of eyeballs glued to the TV to watch your product like they're going to do anyway.
Right.
The Chiefs and the Bills should be playing against each other tomorrow. I will go to my grave saying that and make the biggest game on Thanksgiving Day. Today is National Jukebox Day.
Mm.
What's the best rejoin song we currently have in our TSL jukebox?
Oh, man. You can't choose just one.
I don't know if this is the right three.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
Love Bomb Baby. We Want Fun or Welcome Home.
So it's either Tiger Tales, Love Bomb Baby, Welcome Home by Coheed and Cambria, or We Want Fun by Andrew WK?
Yes.
As of right now, that's the order. You start Tiger Tales, Love Bomb Baby. You're going to bench We Want Fun and I cut Welcome Home. And goodness gracious, I love me some Coheed.
I'll start Love Bomb Baby. It's good.
She's calling me.
Yeah, I'll keep that the order. I would add, though, You Can't Kill My Rock and Roll and one of those Motley Crue songs that I don't know the words to yet.
One of those. The name of it.
One of them. Well, there's like three we play that are good.
I'm rubbing off on you.
I mean, I don't listen to these in the car, but they're good for radio.
Eric Kane used to tell Will and I that when he was at home doing stuff, he would just click on our playlist, and he said he would get to know these new songs and become so eclectic because of what Will and I would throw in together in a mixing bowl.
By the way, maybe that's a lie.
Maybe one day you could actually be as good as Eric Kane if he actually did the same thing.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Think about it.
No, I'm good. What sport are you looking forward to watching the most on Thanksgiving?
Anything but Detroit Lions football.
The NFL, college basketball, or the college football Egg Bowl?
Going to start the Egg Bowl showdown between the Rebs and the Dogs. I'm going to bench college basketball. I'm going to cut the National Football League. Sorry. Anything the Lions are, it's kind of like separating your food on your Thanksgiving. I got a young nephew where, like, if ketchup's touching his, like, macaroni, he won't touch. Anything the Detroit Lions product's touching on Thanksgiving, I'm not going to pay attention to. I don't draft any of their teams. I don't draft any of the players on my fantasy. I want no part of Detroit Lions football, and that's going to cost me an entire day of viewing the NFL.
Yeah, that's the order, too. Give me Mike Leach against Lane Kiffin and give it to me every single day of the week. I would love it. And then twice on Sundays, right. I will bench college basketball. Give me all the tournaments you want to in the Bahamas and Maui and Disney. Give me all of that. And then I will cut the NFL. No one wants to watch the Lions. They're going to get blasted by the Bills. Who cares? What is the best Thanksgiving dessert? Sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, or pecan pie?
The only thing that's worse than Detroit Lions football is pumpkin pie.
What?
Yep, you heard me say it.
You just...
I'm going to start pecan. Excuse me, I'm going to start pecan. I'm going to bench... I say it right. Start pecan. I'm going to bench sweet potato. I'm going to cut pumpkin.
I'm going to start pumpkin. It's so good. No, it's so good. All right. I'm going to bench sweet potato pie. It's good if there's marshmallows on top and they're kind of, you know, burnt a little bit golden brown. They're fantastic. I'm going to cut the pecan pie. I don't care. It's not that good. Last one. Which potential Tennessee opponent in the battle for Atlantis will you buy stock in to go far in the NCAA tournament? Dayton, Kansas, or Wisconsin?
I'm going to start. So in the NCAA tournament,
yes,
right?
Yes. You're going to buy stock right now.
Man, I'd be stupid to not pick the defending champions, but gosh, Dayton's going to be so good this
you've
year.
You've been on Dayton for so long.
I'm not an idiot, though. I'll start Kansas. I'll bench Dayton. I will cut Wisconsin. Wisconsin is far and away the cut. When I tell you it is index finger thumb close between Kansas and Dayton, will you trust me on this? You start the Jayhawks, you bench the Flyers, you cut the Badgers.
I don't think it's all that close between Kansas and Dayton because I saw Dayton lose to UNLV 2 weeks ago. Now, I get it. It's November. There's time down the line. I will take Bill Self and the defending champs, start Kansas. I will bench Dayton, then I will cut Wisconsin. Starbridge Cup brought to you today here on TSL like it is every single day by our friend Jeremy at over at Blue Water Climate Control. Try their excellent smooth sailing service plan that includes payment options for a low monthly cost of less than $17 a month, discounts of 10% on both the labor for air conditioning repairs as well as for replacement parts. They have no overtime fees, even for emergencies occurring outside of business hours and on weekends or holidays. Go online to set up your appointment today, bluewaterclimatecontrol.com, or give them a call instead, 865-299-2290.
Over at Frank Solich Stadium last night, the Ohio Bobcats, nice little dub against Bowling Green. Let's make it two straight. I got a jingle. It's something you're going to want to play, and there's a good chance you could find yourself collecting some money even before you sit down at the dinner table. I'm going to say no to Tennessee Butler tonight, but I got one I think you're going to like a little bit more. I'll tell you what it is next from the Fantasy of Trees. Tyler Ivins here on the flagship station for Tennessee football. This is where the good guys play. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
The new college football playoff rankings were released last night. Tennessee fell to number 10 after their loss to South Carolina. The top four stayed the same, with Georgia being number 1, Ohio State number 2, Michigan 3, and TCU 4. Outside of the top four, LSU moved up to number 5, USC came in at number 6, Alabama at number 7, and Clemson at number 8. Ranked college basketball action last night. Number 10 Creighton took down number 9 Arkansas 90-87. Number 21 Texas Tech hammered Louisville 70-38. Then 14th ranked Arizona got by San Diego State 87-70. In the NFL, the Panthers have named Sam Darnold their new starting quarterback starting this week. He becomes the team's third starting quarterback of the season. It's 8:46. Riding with Ivins coming up next here on TSL. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
A final segment here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins continuing from Santa's Skybox here at the East Tennessee Children's Hospital Fantasy of Trees. And, of course, the final segment of each TSL being brought to you by our friends over at American Outdoor Equipment. Wanting to let you know, Christmas cash continues now up until December the 23rd. So all of you out there that went ahead to American Outdoor Equipment in Rockwood to see my guy Tyler O'Brien, know that right now you can grab those outdoor space machines that you need, those Branson tractors, and you can get $1,000 back right now up until December 23rd. So look, you want to have that big machine, that big gift for you, your land, your farm. You need that, and you want a big red bow put on it? They can do that for you. They got the big red bow waiting for you. Just a quick little drive up in Rockwood. Find them there on Gateway Avenue, 865-245-5213. That is my friends at American Outdoor Equipment. Ride with Ivins. We go for two straight. If you've been listening to the program today, this pick is not going to come as a surprise to you. We just talked about it recently during the whole start bench cut segment. Right now you're asking yourself, Ivins, where are you going to go with this play? Who did I say was the team you need to watch for this year in college basketball? Well, they share a location with the University of Tennessee down in Atlantis in the Bahamas. Right now, Dayton, Wisconsin have a 2:30 tip-off down in the ballroom. Dayton is the team you need to know now. Deron Holmes, your preseason A-10 player of the year. This Dayton team returns all 5 starters from last year. Sure, did they lose to UNLV 2 weeks back? Right. Tennessee lost to Colorado, but we know they're a good basketball team. Teams are losing early, kicking the rust off. That was a rust kicker game. Right now, you can get this spread is at 1.5. Don't even mess with the points. Go ahead and buy you a little bit here and get you a money line play. Your play for your pre-Thanksgiving Day edition. We're not going to have it for you on Thursday, so I'll give you one right now. Wednesday, November 23rd, -115. Grab the Dayton Flyers money line today as they take on Wisconsin, the battle for Atlantis. By the time your family knocks on the door or you have to go to the airport and pick them up, cha-ching, money already in your betting account, thanks to our friends at American Outdoor Equipment. My name is Tyler Ivins. Hey, Logan, my man, I'm not going to get a chance to chat with you until Friday, so you know what? Happy Thanksgiving to you, dude. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody who listens each and every day here to the starting lineup. We're going to be doing this all over again Friday, the push towards Vanderbilt. The push toward... Are you, dude, give me some laundry detergent
on that.
Yeah, there
you go.
A little love bomb as we say goodbye here from Santa's Skybox.
Your gain jokes are so bad.
I was working out the other day, making bets app.
Logan,
I was going to wish you happy Thanksgiving, but I hope that your dad stuffs you in the turkey
Tyler,
and throws the oven shut.
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Play the music.
I'll
DA's
be over
next.
Two.
99.1, the Sports Animal. Black Friday, Twin City Auto Center. See you on Alcoa Highway. Gobble, gobble. Goodbye.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.